Weiter in Shasvirian Makostaf Tes Zion, picking it up four lines down, but we're gonna have to go back, my friends, to Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. Just gonna bring you back into the fold of what the discussion is. We had a discussion between Rava and Ravin that that they say that an ones, someone is ma'anes a woman, and then he goes, he marries this woman, he divorces her, then he remarries her. He doesn't get Malkus. Why? Because the words say all his days. And therefore, using this lashon of all his days allows you to go to fix it up. And right, he's a chiyuv to go to remarry her, and that can fix it up, and then he doesn't get Malkus. Now, the Gemara then jumped into, okay, that works only according to one shita, Kuziva Machlokes, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about how we understand a particular brisa. And I'm going to start reading a little bit, but I'll just let you know when I'm starting. This is all in Tes Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says all that works according to the one who says Bitlu Velo Bitlu. Eleman Damer Kimu Velo Kimu. Ma'ik Lemir, what are you going to say then? And what is that talking about? This is now Tes Vav Amud Beis. Midi Utaima Ele Rabbi Yochanan. Says, oh, he's only coming to explain according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omer Le Rabbi Yochanan Latana, and he's saying Tani Bitlu Chayev Velo Bitlu Pater. So we should teach it as a lashon bitlu chayev and lo bitlu pater. Now, what do we say? Again, I apologize that this sounds a little off, but you have to know, you have to hear yesterday's gemara, but I'm going to try to make it a little more clear. So we see Rav Yochanan holds that Malkus depends on whether or not he nullified the mitzvahs aseh. Not did he fulfill it or not fulfill it. So did he bevatel himself from ever being fulfilled? So if you have someone goes ahead and he's honest, a woman, he divorces her, then does he get Malkus? Well, since he can remarry her, there's no problem. Even if he didn't yet marry her, but he could remarry her, so then he doesn't get Malkus as long as he's going to willing to go and do it, as long as he doesn't nullify it. How would he nullify it? By making some sort of vow to say, like, I'm never going to marry this woman again. Then he's going to get the Malkus for it. That is when he understands it. Now, the Tani Tani Kamei de Rav Yochanan, Kolmitz is lo sasei shiva kumasei, any lo sasei, which is a kumasei afterwards, kiyamasei shiva pater, if you use a mekayim, then he's pater, bitla sasei shiva, and mevatel, then he's chayev. And amr lei, my comment, what are you saying? Use a two different lashonas over there, right? It says, kolmitz is lo sasei, kiyamasei shiva pater, bitla sasei shiva, chayev, it should say, lo kiyamasei shiva is going to be pater. Why is chayev? Why are you switching lashonas from kiyam and bitl? Amr lei says, my comment, kiyam pater, lo kiyam chayev, bitl chayev, lo bitl pater. Tani bitlu velo bitlu. Use it, keep it consistent. If he nullified it, so he goes in and he divorces the woman, he's not allowed to divorce. He's ma'anis a woman, and then he marries her, and then he goes out and he divorces her, but he's not allowed to. As long as he's not mevatel it, then we're okay. Bitlu velo bitlu is the issue. If he's mevatel it, then it's a problem. He's going to mock. If he's not mevatel, he's not. For Rabbi Shimon, Laka Shomen, that's the other side over here. He says, kimu velo kimlo. No, it's an issue of kimu lo kimlo, which means if the court tells him to go remarry, right, if he does it right away, then we're good. But if he doesn't, then we have a problem. He gets Malkus. Now the Gemara asks, Mike, what exactly is their argument about? That is of Yochanan. He says if it's a suffix, then it's Shema Asra. We don't know if the guy's going to nullify it. He's not going to nullify it. Therefore, it's called Asra suffix, because Asra means like do this or else you're going to get that. And we don't know what it's going to be because it's going to be much later that can happen. So it's called Asra. So it's not called Asra. Therefore, he says Kiyam Elokiyam, which means you do it right now or you didn't do it right now. A person makes a swear, he swears that a shvua, I will eat this loaf today. The whole day passed, he didn't eat it. They both of them are going to say he's not going to get Malkus. Why? He's not going to get Malkus. Beep, turn the pages. Test for the Zion and Aleph. Mishum da have a lav shein b'maisa. It's a lav shein b'maisa. So that's straight up. It's just words. The chol lav shem amai saying lo kolav. Reshlokes amai no lo kolav. You know why? We should have a asra suffik. It's because asra suffik. Asra suffik lo shma hasra. Now brings us to today's Gemara. Vitarvayu. And both of these shitas Rabbi Chaim Shlokesh are in the world of Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, as we're going to see in a minute about the Gemara, says gabe nosar, about leaving over a carbon, which you're not allowed to do, and if you do, you have to burn it, right? Itzach l'netuke lav la'asei afagav da'asra safiki v'lav she'en bo ma'isehu. Okay, let's read it inside first. V'tavah alibi the Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them go according to Rabbi Yehuda. The tiny willing to the brisa. The pasuk says that you're not allowed to leave it over till the morning. This korban, you can't leave it over until the morning. And if you do, then you gotta burn it. Burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it. This is talking about the carbon Pesach Yedi in the first night, not leaving it until the morning. And if he does leave it until the morning, then you gotta burn it. It's called Nosar. The pasuk comes and gives an asay after lo sase lo miller shein lo gadolav to teach you that you do not get malchus on a divi Rabbi Yehuda zagazuk Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so he says straight up, the reason a person does not get malchus for leaving over the meat of the Korban Pesach is that he did an iser that gets fixed up by doing an asay. Rav Yochan die kachi, Rav Yochan understands as follows, taima deba kosov. The reason, who is that Rabbi Yochanan is explaining, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, the reason one doesn't get malchus for leaving over until morning is that the pasuk comes and gives something to fix it. Haloba kasev, had it not come to fix it up by saying burning it, which would fix it up, then loka, you would taka get malchus. Alma must be that he holds hasra safik shma hasra. And that over there is a sort of suffix, because there's a lot of time to make a decision whether it's going to be done or not. He understands, he explains from this idea, time at the ba'kasuf, that the reason one doesn't get malchus for leaving it until morning is because the pasuk came and told you how to fix it. Halo ba'kasuf, lo okay, if not, you wouldn't get malchus. Alma, lav shein bo maisa, lokin alav. You get malchus for a lav shein bo maisa. That is a pretty huge statement right there. Okay, so now, why does each one hold like the other? Shimon lakish dami, havad de asar safik hu, right? With this all, asar safik over here, so why does he go along and switch and explain it to me that it's talking about a lav shein bo maisa you get malchus for? Savar la ki idach tana de Yehuda, because Rish Lakish holds like the other tana who teaches that which of Yehuda, that time we learned in a braisa. But if you have two people, one person, one who hits or curses two men, and one of them is his father. Reader, you're not allowed to hit your father or curse him. And we're talking about a case of a woman who was divorced and then remarried without waiting 3 months. And we know that after divorce, she has to wait 3 months because maybe then she was pregnant and this could be a problem. We could be a suffix whose kid the kid is. And then she gave birth to a son who's either the nine-month baby of the first husband or the seventh of the second husband. And then the question is, this kid over here, when he gets older and he hits or he curses both of the two men, his mother's two husbands, one of them was his father. So now, Tanya, hik is zeh. Let's say he hits this one and he hits the other one. Rashi says again, Misha Girish is the Ishto. When he says for Leolda Suffolk Ben Tess Rishon, Suffolk Ben Zion Lachon, he is there, the Chazav Hik is there, Bishte Asraos, the Havi Law, Kochada Asra Suffolk, he's one of the Asra Suffolk, he's one of who's who. Kilo Zev, the Chazav Kilo Zev, or he goes and curses one and he goes and curses the other one. Hika Shneim Basachat, let's say he hits both of them at the same time. Rashi says Basra Achas, Besuchate Dibor, Tavi Lasras Vadai, the Mon of Shach. One of them is certainly his father. Oh, Kilo Shnayim Bebasachas, or you curse both of them at the same time. Chayev, he's going to be Chayev to be killed for this. And that goes going to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bebasachas Chayev, if you do everything at the same time, then he's going to be Chayev because there's a short problem. Bezecher Zeh Potter. But if Zecher Zeh is going to be Potter, it must be because it's Hasra Suffolk. Hasra Suffolk is not Hasra. Therefore, Hasra doesn't go according to Rav Yochanan's understanding. That's why when you go back to that whole Machlokas Rechem Yishlokas, so the guy who made the vow that he's going to eat it, if not, you know, he swears he's going to eat it that day, and if he doesn't, then once a day, and both of them say you don't get malchus, only Rav Yochanan said the reason is because it's lav shein b'maisa. Rav Yochanan doesn't say that. He says that ino loka mishum te havi hasra safik, ho hasra safik lo shma hasra. Okay, what about Rav Yochanan? Why didn't you learn a court like Rish Lakish? Rav Yochanami havadi lav shein b'maisa, it's a lav shein b'maisa. And the Torah tells us that you're not going to get malchus because of the fact that the person, if he burns it, if he doesn't burn it, then he's going to get malchus, which means that you sounds like you get malchus for lav shein b'maisa. So Rav Yochanan not also learn that out? And why is he paskin that the only reason why the guy doesn't get malchus by the bread is because of the fact that he's saying lav shein b'maisa that you don't get malchus for it. You should say that you do get malchus for it. And for the Gemara, Savar laki ha'adam rav yidi bar avinam rav, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yosei Glili. So Rabbi Yehuda is going in the name of Yosei Glili. The Kol Lo Saseh Shabbat Torah. And he Kol Lo Saseh Shabbat Torah. Every Lo Saseh in the Torah, Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa Lokin Alav. If it has a Maisa, get Malchus. Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa Lokin Alav. If it doesn't, then you don't. Chutz Mina Nishba, except for somebody who swears falsely. Ooh, Mimir. Or somebody who switches an animal. He substitutes an animal for a sacrificial animal. V'makalas chaver b'shem, or someone who curses their friend with the name of the Lord. Only in those cases is a lav shem bo maisa, a person going to end up getting malchus for it. So Rav Yochanan, right? So only in those cases. Rav Yochanan is going according to Rav Yehuda, when he, in the name of Yosef Glili, when he paskin, the person doesn't get malchus for not eating the loaf that he vowed he's going to eat on that day, because that's not one of the exceptions to the rule. If he swears, I ate something and I didn't, that's when maybe he'll get it. But if he's just swearing he will do it and he didn't do it, then he doesn't get it. In fact, Kashi Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda. But now we have ourselves a question of Rabbi Huda on Rabbi Huda, which says, Litarvayu, according to both of them. How do we have ourselves a bit of a problem over here? That is because if you look at the Brice of Nosar, he's saying that one gets Malchus for going against an Isser, that the Lav Shem Bo Maisa. And also we say that he gets Malchus for a Suffolk, right? Which goes against the Tana, who says Rabbi Yehuda's din, that the son who hits or curses his these two men over here cannot be killed because he got in Hasra Suffolk. When it goes against that of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef Glili, then one does not get Malchus for going against something in Lav Shem Bo Maisa. So what do we do? Either Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. And for the Gemara, if you want to go and answer according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Rish Lakish, then we'll say that how do we fix up this stira between the Braisa about Nosar, and that with hitting or cursing the husbands, the fathers, the two men, which one is, you know, definitely the father. We say trei tanoia, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. No problem. We can just say it's two different tanoim in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Classic move over here. So it's Rabbi Yehuda contradicting himself to other people who's held like him. That is that the one who's saying about Nosar says Rabbi Yehuda does say he says that something is works, and the one who says about the father, about one of the two men who ends up being the father, would say that Rabbi Yehuda does not say something works. And either Rabbi Yochanan, and if you want to fix it up according to Rabbi Yochanan, who has to explain how we understand this idea about Nosar, and that that we say Lokasha, no question over here, because Hadidei, Hadarabe, and that is that Rabbi Yehuda's the Braisa about Nosar is going according to his own opinion, where that of the other one, in the name of Yosei Aglili, goes according to Yosei Aglili, his Rebbe, he doesn't really hold it. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda lav shem bo maisa, lokin alav. V'adat tanya ain lokin alav, mishum Yosei Aglili, I'm saying the name of Yosei Aglili, but not in his own name. All right, now we're taking it back to a lav that is given over with the ability. Lav anita glase, it's given over to an assay to be able to go to fix it up. Tanana, so we got ourselves a Mishnah in. Check it out now. Cholin hanotel im al habanim. Somebody goes and grabs the mama, takes the mama when she's with her children. This is, you know what we're talking about over here, about Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan. Pasuk says, Ki yikare kan sipor lefenecha b'derech b'chol eitz ol oretz afrochem al beitzem ve'im rovetzes al afrochem ol al beitzem lo sikachem al abadam. You don't take the mother when she's over there. Shalech t'shalech, we gotta send the mother away. Ve'es abadam tikach lech, then you're going to take it leman yitav lech v'ach liyom, it'll be good for you, you'll lengthen your days. So don't take him al abadam, Rabbi Yehuda omer loke ve'inu m'shaleach. Right, that if you go and you take it, that you're over that iser, what happens? You get Malchus, and you don't have to send her away. This is not a lav anita glase, right? It says first send away the mother, and then take the birds. So if you go out and you take the birds first, there's no such thing as like then sending away the mother. So he says, lo kevinu mashaleach. You get Malchus, you don't send away. Rashi says, kasava shaleach meikara mashma. Lo sika cha'im, ela shalechenu kodem lekicha. Send away before you take it. V'afakav, they said basar lo sikach, even though it said afterwards, In the order of the actual pasuk, it's coming after the fact, right? The pasuk says, "Where's the pasuk?" It says first, "Lo sika chaim alabanim," and then shalech to shalach. So you think, "Oh, it's fixing it up." The answer is, "Nah, that's not the." Don't understand it to mean as if it's coming to fix it up, right? Rashi says, It was considered a lav that came before the asay. No, you send away, you don't get malchus. If you took it and send it away, you don't get malchus. This is a general rule. Kol mitzvahs lo sasei. Sheish ba komasei. Anytime you lo sasei, have a komasei afterwards. Ein chayav malei. You don't get malchus for it. I just do this, you fix it up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He qualifies this idea and he says the following. Ein lanu elazos ve'od hacheres. That he says that even though the Chachamim said that Zaklal, that all cases of an Isser that's fixed by a Lavinita Glase are like this case of the sending away of the mother bird, we have only this one, Ein Lanu Elazos, this particular case of sending away the mother bird, Ve'oda Cheres, and another one. Only in these cases is Malkus for going against the Isser depend on whether or not he does the fix. But in all of the cases of a Lavinita Glase, he's not, they're not, people are, you're not going to get Malkus. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Heicha, what's the other case? Amar Lei, L'chisishkach, when you find it, in other words, figure it out. Nafak, Duk, V'ashkach, Rabbi Elazar went out, he searched, he looked intently, and he figured it out. The Tanya Wellington, Braisa, this is about the case of an Ones. Ones Shagirish. Someone goes out and he rapes a woman, and then he goes, he has to marry her. Then he goes and he divorces her. Im Yisrael, if he's in Yisrael, the Machshav in Eloke is to take her back, and he doesn't get Malkus. So it says, Afkan Tala Peturo Shel Malkus B'Kiyom Asay. That's depends on the Kiyom Asay. Vim Koin, but if he's a Koin, Lokav in a Machshav, he gets Malkus, then he can't return it because Koin can marry Grusha. Hani Chalaman De Tani Kimo Velo Kimo. Okay, this works nicely with the one who explains the Bryce we saw in Tesfah from Beis about Kiyom or not Kiyom. I mean, according to that, Malkus for the Isser of the, for being over the Isser, depends on whether or not he fixes it right away. When he gets warned by Beis Din, you better go and remarry her, if it's right away or not. And therefore, by not going ahead and sending away the mother bird when they're told to do it right away, or marrying the divorced woman right away, then he's going to get Malkus, like it says. Ella Lamanda Tani Bitlo Bitlo, according to that one, and therefore Malkus would depend on whether or not a person is going to be actively mevatel or not. Then, okay, we can work it out by shloch hakein, mishkachas, so you can find that they can actively nullify it by killing the mother bird without setting her away. El onus, but in case of onus, bitlu velo bitlu, heichem mishkachas, how are you going to find a case of nullifying? Either kitla, katla, if you want to talk about a case where he goes, kills this woman without remarrying her, and therefore he clearly actively got rid of it, then kim libid rabbi minei. What is he getting in such a case? Kim Limit the Rabbi Meir. We know we give the more chumber punishment that if somebody does a capital crime and something which is less intense at the same time, he's going to get the more severe one, but not anything less. He's not going to get Malkus over there. So in this case, he won't get Malkus for being nullifying this possibility of marrying her because he'll be killed. What's going to be the case if she goes and she's mekabel kiddushin from somebody else? But who's making mekabel kiddushin? He's being mekabel for her. Oh, he's doing the shlich, therefore he's actively rejecting it. Rav says, no, that doesn't work. If she sends him as a shliach, then she's the one who's doing it. And if she didn't send him a shliach, and kol kamin, he can just do it without her consent. That doesn't mean anything, so it can't be that's what it is. You know, you can find the case that he's gonna is nullifying it. It's talking about where he made a neder berabim that she's going to be usher to him, which is what we had said the other day, and therefore is going to actively be doing it, and now he is not able to go and marry her. Affecting one of them, but honi chalamanda amar neder shahoda berabim ein la afara. That's only according to one who says that someone is a neder berabim, there's no way of getting out of it. Rashi has plucked the hebrew mesechas gitta and bashalach get, being a berabim or not. One says yes, one says no. Elamanda amar yesh la afara, my eklamimimim. Someone says there's afara over there, so it's not really a full bittel because you can do afaras the darm over here. So how does that work? Ademadirala aldas rabim. That's what he does it. Aldas rabim, as she says, shematza ba avon shasur lo v'idir aldas rabim v'aldas beizdin. And you do such a thing, you're not able to get out of it. Right? He sees something, he finds something in her that's going to make her usher to him, and therefore he says, she's usher to me, das rabbim, and according to the courts. There's no hafara. So by assuring her to him, by such a case, he's nullified this thing from being married. And those are the two cases over here. So if Yochanan said that there are only two cases in which one's going to get malchus by nullifying the fixing of that thing, and that is shiloh hakein and ones. Says Gemara, v'sulaka v'zomor v'ha'ika, we have more. Simin gazel mashkon upeya. Gazel derachman amar lo sigzol. Right? But gazel comes to gazel steal, and the Torah says, don't steal. But hey, shiv is a gazel, but if you did, so you have to go return it. Mashkon, right, which goes and fix it. Mashkon, also in the case of a mashkon, that somebody goes, a creditor takes from his debtor something, the collateral, and now it's owed. Derachman amar lo sigzol beisol avot avoto. Says, don't enter his house to go and get it, but wait outside for him to go and bring it to you. But if he goes and he violates this, he goes into the guy's house and he goes and he takes it, then we say, Hashiv Tashiv lo es avotu kibol Hashemesh, go give it back to him when the sun is setting, which is saying that this person has to go fix it by going and returning it. Umeskachas lo bikimu velo kimu. You also find it in the case. You can find that this guy who violates him is going to be Chayiv Malkus when he doesn't go and he doesn't fix it. If we go with the Lashon of Kimu v'lo Kimu, he fulfilled it or he didn't fulfill it, meaning he failed to return it or he improperly took it immediately when he was warned by the court, Ubitlo v'lo Bitlo. Or you could work it out with the Bitlo v'lo Bitlo thing, meaning Bitlo is like he burned it or he... right, he burned this stolen thing or this pledge without first returning it. So why is Rav Yochanan saying that there's only two cases in which Malchus for actively nullifying this positive commitment is going to happen? As Gemara no hasam, in the case of Gezel and Maskon, Kevin the Chayiv Shlumin, since the robber or the Balchov is Chayiv to go ahead to pay it back to the owner to replace the stolen thing, or this thing was taken, or that was destroyed, ain loka mashalim. We don't have a din of loka umashalim. We're going to get both things that are going to happen to you. So therefore, by destroying this thing, he can't nullify the remedy. But there's a mashkon of a ger. Says Rashi, v'sarfu b'chay a ger, who makes a ger, v'ein lo yarshin, alesa b'tashlumin, there's no yarshin there, and therefore you took it, you died, and you sold it, you burnt it. And then he goes and he dies, and there's no one there. Isn't this another case in which you get Malchus for actively nullifying the thing that you're fixing over that you could have fixed? Beep, turn the page. Test Zion Amud Beis. Hasam over there in the case where the ger died, then what's the case? Gavra bet Tashlumenu. The creditor doesn't get Malchus because he's chayev to go and pay at the time that he destroyed it. Vishibuda the ger hu the kapaka. And it's a claim of the ger that's no longer there when he dies. All right, so the chayev to return this maskin by paying its value was continued until the time the guy died. That chayev ended when he died and had nothing to do with him actively, this Malchov, you know, nullifying it actively. Therefore, he can't be said to have actively nullified this mitzvah here. V'ha'i kapeya, what about peya? Drachman omer lusachela pa'as. Don't go out and don't destroy pa'as. Sadcha, v'kutzriacha, v'lekat kisircha, losalakit. Right? That you shall not finish off the edge of your fields, which asked the farmer from cutting his things entirely without leaving over this corner for the aniyim. But if a farmer did do that, and he took everything, then what do we say? They go and leave it for the aniyim and the ger, and therefore that goes in and it fixes it up, right? To fix it up by leaving it. The mishkachas la b'kiyumo v'lo kimo. And this is a case where you can find it possible for this person to be chayav malchus for not fixing it right away when he was told to do such a thing. Bitlo, bitlo. With either one of them, it's either with kimlo, kimlo, bitlo, bitlo. The time we learned in a Mishnah, I think there's a switcheroo to Tanya. Yes, there is. Mitzvah Sashas to Tanya. Mitzvah Spail Hafrish Min Hakama. You should separate from the stock, the crop, the standing crop. Lo Yifrish Min Hakama, Mafrish Min Omrim. We knew that, do from the sheaves. Lo Yifrish Min Omrim, the Mafrish Min Akri from the pile. Ad Shalom Riach, until it was a little smooth. Mericho, once it's smooth, Ma'asav Enosin Lo, he has to take off Ma'aser and then give payah to someone who is poor. So according to this, this is the last point at which the farmer can fix it up. But after that, it's already lost, right, once it's made into flour. Therefore, this farmer can actively nullify it by grinding it to flour. So as of Yochanan, that also counts this third case, in which bittel of this thing is going to make him chayiv malchus. Kid Rabbi Yishmael, because it goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Amar, af mafresh mina isa, he could even separate it from the dough. It continues and goes on. Start over. But even according to Rabbi Yishmael, it can be found that the farmer can actively nullify this thing. The achal isa, by eating the dough. And therefore, there's nothing left over there. And therefore, we could say that the farmer can nullify this mitzvah, saseh, separating peah, by burning it, right? That's also you could do. Ela zos ve'od acheres aha. So when it says this and another thing, right, we talked about the case of Silcha Ken, in the od acheres, we didn't mean onus, it meant this. Of onus lo, but the case of onus, right, who asks the divorcee on himself through this public vow, or, you know, isn't the case. When do we say that when you make a swear, there's no way to be made for it? That's only when something that's a reshus. You have the ability to choose what you want to do, When it's a mitzvah, you can actually get out of it. Like the case of the school teacher who mistreated his children, he was hitting them and he didn't have to. Rashi's Mako was some Yosef, he was beating him too much. And Adre Rav Acha made him make a vow that he's not allowed to go out and teach his kids. Rashi Shalom Lamed Otanok, because he shouldn't be teaching kids anymore. The Adre Ravina, put him back as a teacher. In other words, he was Mevatel at the low Ish. To takach the dayak of his egg, because they didn't find the teacher who was as clear as him, who was as good as him. So we see when it's you could actually nullify these things, right, with a rishus, not with a mitzvah though. Boom. So when it says this and another one, it's talking about shiluach hakein and the case of payah, but not the case of ones. Okay, now we have the next part of the Mishnah. Holy moly, which talks about ochel nevelus trev shkatzer remasa malchus. Somebody gets who eats nevelus and wasn't shechted properly. Trefus has one of the things that will die itself. Shkatzer remasim. Amar Rav Yehu, hi man, da'achal binisa debekrovav. Somebody ate a worm of a cabbage. I says talasa nimtes bekrov, which is called a tzaila. Somebody eats that malkin lay mishum sheretz hasheretz al aretz. We give him malchus because of sheretz hasheretz aretz. So who da'achal binisa debekrova? There was this guy who ate this cabbage worm. V'nagdei Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda gave him malchus. Amar Rabbaye, ochal putisa. Rashi explains, what is this? Bala sheretz hamayim. It's a sheretz in the water. Loke albayim, Abrayim, he gets 40 malchus. Rashi's arba'a. He gets four separate types of malchus. It's four isurim that he did. Rashi is shnei lavin k'suvim b'sheretz hamayim, echad b'toras kohanim, echad b'mishator. One's written in Vayikra, one's in Dvarim. B'shnei lavin k'suvim b'sheretz stam, v'lo sishatsku l'sishaksu esnaf shoseichim b'chol sheretz hasheretz, v'lo sita'amu b'hem, v'masha b'in sheretz hamayim, b'in sheretz aretz haridal. That's four of them. Namala lo kecham, if someone eats a namala, he gets five. Rashi is bala namala chaya. If you ate a entire live ant, you get five whole uberia shleimitz. What's one? He achilasa bechol shehu velokacham shnei lavin aksuvim b'sheretz stam ukamosh pirashni v'shlosha lavin aksuvim b'sheretz aretz b'tos kohanim. So you have five in total. Mishum sheretz sheretz aretz tzira loke. That's five. Tzira. If someone eats a hornet, it's a really gross stuff. Nebuch. Then what happens? You get six. Mishum sheretz oaf, because now that is an inclusion thing. That's a creeping thing that flies, and that's going to be a sixth thing that happened over there. So, just reading that straight, now it says as follows. Ocho petiza look arba, namal look chamish mishum sheretz hasheretz ala oretz. That's the additional things here. Look oshesh mishum sheretz ha'of. And that's what we said so far. Now, Rav Achai, says Rav Achai. Hamasha es nekav. Someone holds back using the bathroom. He has to go to the bathroom. He has to in particular, yeah, he's used the bathroom. Over Mishum to Baal Tashach, so you're an Isser of thou shalt not be disgusting. Amar Bibi Barabai, Hai Man Deshasi Bekarna De Umna, someone who drinks from the blood letters tube. Rashi says, Mikize Adam Bekaren Vimtsitsa. They go and they use that type of thing, which is disgusting. It pulls blood out of people, right? It's like, Over Mishum but Lo Tashach, so you're over the Isser of do not be disgusting. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna Risek Tisha Nimalim. If someone mashed up 9 ants and it came up to, Rashi says, Miach Vikis is a bitl mitzvah's barrier. It's no longer a barrier. And as you're going to see, it's less than a kezias. Vehevi Echad Chai Vishlim the kezias. And he brought one that was live and he added it to it. And now it comes up to be a kezias, and they eat the whole thing. Lo kashay, she ends up getting 6 malchus. Chamesh mishum beria, 1 of the 5 is because of beria, v'echa mishum kezias nevela, 1 because he's had a kezias of nevela. Rashi's kishibolo, who may summit starif le kezias nevela. It ends up dying, and so it's a kezias. Rava amar Rabbi Yochanan, I feel shtayvu, even when it comes up to 2 mashed ants and that one that's intact. If Yosef Omer feel echad v'hu, even if it's 1 mashed up ant and 1 that comes up to a kezias. V'lo pli, you're not arguing. Ha b'raver v'ha b'zutre. Once talking about big ants, right, 2 or 3 come up to that amount of a kezias. Once talking about small ants, you need 5 or 6 to get to that level of kezias. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.